T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, you ready to kick off the 9 o'clock hour? We got a special guest.
This is unbelievable.
We got a special guest.
Look at that.
If you're getting ready to kick off the regular season,
that's
now
right.
That the preseason stuff's all done, it's time to bring in Dan Marino.
Wow.
With the Miami Dolphins.
He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline?
Dan, good morning. How you doing, man?
Joe, Zach, what's up, guys? My favorite people in the world.
Well, me, you're talking just about me, right? You're not talking about Joe, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I love Joe. You know that.
Oh, I do.
Hey, yeah, so,
what's up, boys?
Well, we're getting ready to kick this thing off. Everybody wondering, you've been around it. What do you think about this 53-man roster, especially with all the young players getting ready to start and get a chance to play? Your thoughts on this group put together?
Well, I would say off the bat, yes, we have a lot of young players, and I think that they're young, talented guys that, you know, as they grow, we're going to continue to get better and better with them. I'm excited about the fact that, season's starting, you go through all the off season, the OTAs, you go through the summer camp and all that, and, we got guys that we need to be healthy, offensive line's healthy. So I'm excited to see what we have. I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Dan, of course, it all comes down to, with the offensive quarterback, and Ryan's back now. And I know that Adam was super excited, before he got hurt in camp last year. You've seen Ryan in camp so far. No better person to talk about that quarterback position than you. What have you seen so far from Ryan? Does he look everything like he was before he got hurt?
Yeah, I think Adam probably be better to talk about that than me, but at the same time, you love the fact that what he's been through, and now he's so excited about getting ready to play again. He's been healthy. I see him do all the work he's done in the off season and it's there for him. And, what he was able to do the year before he got hurt. Now it's been a long time since he's really played, a full NFL game, and hopefully he'll be fine with that. I think he will. There's a lot of positive things, going with our group. So it's exciting.
The one guy that we're all excited about, and you've seen him in practice makes a couple of catches at every practice are crazy, Mike Gesicki. And now didn't do much in the preseason. They didn't show much, but now for the game. What do you think, and how quickly should we expect something from this guy, Danny, from what you've seen in practices from him?
Well, I would say he's a very talented guy. He's got a lot more talent than you ever thought about having. And, you're a guy that had to push off. He can kind of get around guys and just go off and catch it. But that, that's it. He's possibly, and you got to remember now, we boosting all these players. I mean, this is going to be his first real NFL game now. So it's not, something where don't expect him to go out there and catch 10 balls, but at the same time, he could be a matchup problem. And he's looked really good in camp and made a couple plays. And I think we should be, as a group in South Florida, be excited about having him as time goes on. And he's going to be a solid player, but there's, once again, man, there's some young guys going out there to start the first game they've ever played in the NFL.
Well, Dan, let me get this straight. So Joe wasn't a red zone threat back in the day? I don't get it.
Yeah, just in the flat.
Hey, he'd be a little harsh. I didn't need to be wide open.
Joe out in a jumbo package for sure because he couldn't block, and then they take him out in a 4 wide set because he couldn't get open.
All right, listen, Joe knows I love these stories from back in the day from the 80s, and you guys, we've had Duper, we've had Clayton, we've had Nat Moore on. Who was, because you were the guy that had to lead the huddle, outside of Dwight Stevenson, telling everyone to shut up in the huddle, which Joe's told us many a times. Duper, Clayton, Nat, which one of those guys biggest talker in the huddle?
God, you know what? You have to say to all of them. They, you know, actually, Nat wasn't as much. You know, Nat would help out, you know, especially like when I was young. Like sometimes I'd screw calls up and I'm like, and Nat would go, no, it's this. And I'd say, well, okay, now, all right, that's it. On two, let's go.
Let's do what Nat said. Let's do that one instead.
Yeah. Let's do what Nat said. No, Duper and Clayton, but, you know, not as much as you guys would think. You know, they would complain and all that, but once it was time to go to business and do work, they would not as much. But at times, yeah, and then more or less it would be on the sidelines or on the field before we'd get in the huddle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. It would be before you get in the huddle. And then once you're in the huddle, they were all about business. And then if they weren't, like I said, Dwight, you know, like you said, Zach, Dwight would take care of that, and it's, you know, he didn't say much, but when he said something, you were listening.
That's exactly what Joe says all the time. Dwight wasn't a big talker.
Shut up, man.
But when he said
shut up, man.
Everybody shut up.
Shut up, man.
Quiet. Yeah. Yeah. Like, quiet pretty quick.
Yeah, Dwight was a badass. When he finally said it, that was the final word, man, for sure. So we had Dupe come on one day, and I was a little surprised. You know, we didn't keep track of targets back then, although those guys knew exactly how many passes were being thrown to each one of them.
Right.
Dupe tried to claim that he would get three or four passes thrown a game to him. Is that what he said? Three or four passes a game thrown to him. I call bull crap on that. Three or four?
I'm sure there were some games, but three. I don't know. We'd have to look that up. There had to be more than three or four, for sure.
Yeah, he was catching 1,500 yards of passes.
Yeah, he claims he would have had more stats if he threw him the ball more.
To him?
Yep.
Yeah, but that's the one thing. They're all like that. All of them. Especially those guys. Forget about it. I mean, they want the ball on every play, and they'd say, I'll say, oh, I was open. I'm like, well, let's see. When you go, we see the film the next day. Like, he's standing, that's the play you were open on? The guy's standing right next to
you. You know, it is so funny because we always hear this in the NFL, and we hear it now, and we heard it before you played. There's only one football to go around, fellas, so I can't throw it to five guys at once. How did you handle that, especially when you had so many good guys in there and some of those guys wanted it? Hey, man, I'm open. Did you just kind of bust chops, like you said, or how'd you treat that?
I think that's what you hit on the head is perfect. It's like there is only one ball, and there's a certain way you go with the ball. You read the coverage, you pick the situation and the matchup you want to go to, and you do it. I mean, look, there's times where they'll take receivers away from you, and you tell your receiver, hey, look, at they're double teaming you, they're taking you away. We're going to have to go, you know, somewhere else for now until they change what they're doing. And when they change what they're doing, you're going to get the ball. And you never know when that one catch or that one play you make is going to be a play that changes the game. So that's always, you know, you got to always have that type of mindset. Now, guys might not always agree with that. You know what I'm saying? But that's the case.
Dan Marino joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Danny, you were out a lot of the practices. What do you think about the speed of the offense this year? The new guys they added, how did the wide receivers, like just the kind of speed for that offense and Ryan Tannehill?
You know, I think we're, as a group, as you saw in the preseason, is trying to be up-tempo. So that's a good thing, up-tempo at the line of scrimmage. And I'm sure there's times we'll slow it down too. So that's something that we've been trying to do for a couple of years. There's a lot of speed out there. There is, and there's a lot of guys that can make some plays, and it's more or less just being consistent and getting on a roll and being consistent each and every series, each and every week.
All right, Dan, just in case we get later in the season, it's needed. How are you feeling? And you think maybe you could still get into that NFL game if you need be?
Oh God, you're asking me a question about Nutrisystem, right?
Yeah, of course I am. I know that you're doing it. You're looking good. I'm trying to set you up there.
You are setting me up. You guys have been both on Nutrisystem, right?
That's
Zach,
right.
Been on it a little bit.
Yes, I was.
I got a box of it, and let me tell you, that stuff works, man. It is unbelievable. You fall in some of the stuff. I'm looking at it. It tastes pretty good, Danny, and I'm going, can this really work?
Yeah. No, well, that's the one thing. And in the football season, too, you know, you have to promote for men's, you know, not only the health, but yes, because Nutrisystem does keep you healthy. Men tend to gain weight. I know, Joe, you'll probably gain some weight a little bit during the season. Because you want to have the beers, you want to go out to the local pub, watch the game.
Yeah, I got a guy that likes to go out late. I'm trying to think. A guy likes to go after dinner and have a few. Yeah, you're right. We will.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. So you tend to gain weight. But look, I've been working for Nutrisystem for 10-plus years now. It's been, you know, it's been great for me. I've used it. And the thing about it is, Zach, you know, it changed people's lives.
Absolutely.
It makes you realize that, you know, you can lose weight. It works. It makes you feel better. Everything in your life it's a positive thing. So, you know, and as far as men are concerned, it's, you know, if like Joe, you're a busy guy, right? You want to go play tennis all the time. They're turbo shakes, all that kind of thing.
Ooh,
that they have.
Sound good.
Yeah, does sound good. But, you know, so I've been doing it for a long time. I lost 22 pounds, man. And, no, it works. And, I do feel good. If you want to know, I do feel good.
You know what's amazing? He loses weight faster.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes on this Nutrisystem.
I know.
Like, I'll see him, see him like 2 weeks later and go, dude, I don't know how you do that. Like, it's incredible.
Well,
it's
overtime, Joe. It's not 2 weeks. It's overtime. But and then, as you know, it's about maintaining weight, too.
Yeah. No, it's good.
And that's why you eat the Nutrisystem in the morning, and then you go to Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza in the afternoon.
Oh yeah!
I gotta let you know, Dan. You know, I'm a huge fan of Anthony's.
You know, I had to throw that in there.
No, Dan, I'm glad you brought that up for this reason. Every time we talk about Anthony's here on the show, we talk about the great pizzas, the wings, the pork vinegar ribs, the salad. Every time I bring up one of my favorites, the eggplant Marino, this guy sitting next to me shuts me up because it's got your name in it. Like, I just want to let
I'm
you know that
there.
He hasn't told
he
you.
He eats a tuna sandwich when he goes there. He doesn't even eat his own eggplant. Everybody loves the eggplant.
But
he doesn't eat it.
He says he doesn't like. He doesn't like promoting the eggplant Marino.
Yeah.
Over the year, I don't eat as much as I used to, but it is very good.
Hey, Danny. What's the best way to go about getting Nutrisystem, getting all set up?
So if I was going to get set up on the Nutrisystem, I'd go online and look at Nutrisystem.com. The best thing about it is you go online, you order your food, they've sent it right to the door. Ooh. You know, so especially for men. So it makes it easy because, you know, we're dumb guys. And,
yep.
You know, we just, you know, eat the stuff that they put, you know, in front of you and you'll lose weight.
My man, always good talking to you.
Great talking to you, Dan.
And,
what else is up? Everything good?
Yeah, we're good. We've just been sitting in here talking and BSing about all kinds of crazy stuff going on and getting the season started with Tennessee and all these 1 o'clock games and how important it is to get off to a good start. Right. Yeah, it's great, man. It's going to be fun. So anyway, thanks, buddy.
See you guys. Thanks.
Appreciate
Danny.
It.
All right, man.
You got
See you guys.
Dan Marino joining us here. Talk a little bit.
It's a nice little surprise to start that 9 o'clock hour today, huh?
Yeah, he just called off the air and says, hey, what are you guys doing? Says, let's talk.
By the way, I was reading something that 1 in 4 football fans claim to gain an average of 10 pounds during the football season. 25% of the football fans that watch football.
I'll bet I'm close to 5 pounds on the trip, on these road trips.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, you go on all these trips, you got to eat out all the time.
It's not just the eating.
Oh, yeah, drink a little bit, too.
Don't be afraid to go out and drink a few waters when you go out.
We should just have like one drink, then a water, then another drink, and the water, you get filled up quick.
Not always good stuff. Anyway.
By the way, coming up at the end of the show today, 9:40, The Nose, Spencer Gildon will join us. Fantasy football talk like we did last year as well will join us this season too. If you have any questions for him about your team this week coming up, if you got a late night draft like I do today, whatever the deal may be, you could text it in, 560-22, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll ask Nose as many questions as we can. And at the end of the segment, you know we'll get the Nose pick of the week as well. So that's good.
Got to have that. Yep. That could make the difference on your team.
A couple times last year it did.
Are we going to check in? Then we come back, we'll check in with all the text
We'll read
messages.
Regular text before that, and then we'll get the fantasy stuff by the end of the show.
Radio.com.
I don't know about that.
They said
that turnover chain is going to be out there. They said there's going to be 5,000 people at the stadium on Saturday. I don't believe that. I know that they're playing Cupcake City.
I understand that too, but like you bought season tickets, and I know you get more fired up because I do too for the bigger games like the Florida State game. But why would you not go out and watch? You know, play everybody. You get a chance to see them. Especially, I mean, there are people who go to scrimmages. This is a step up. Be live tackling everything and see. So, I mean, you can bitch, and it's just weak. It's weak crap that comes in here on this show.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's
what happens on the text machine. Come on.
But, like, if you paid for the season tickets and you're really pumped about going, so now they lose one game and now you're not
going.
Pumped.
I'm not going.
Come on.
Give me a break.
You're better than that.
Should be. Manny Diaz was way too aggressive. He didn't force a quarterback to make throws and windows. Kept giving him single coverage all night. There we go.
I'll tell you.
A defensive.
Honestly, I didn't think their blitzes got there the way I thought they would. I thought they'd chew up that offensive line. I thought they'd get a lot more done than they did so that you can do that coverage. But saying that, they only threw for...
No, they didn't have like...
I keep thinking 149. Did they throw for 140?
I think that was the total.
Yeah.
I believe, or very close to it. I got to look up the box score. How about this one? How depressing this year is Miami sports? No Stars, Dolphins, Heat, Marlins, and now even the Canes have no chance. Oof, this is an ugly text.
No, it's not a great time.
I know, but that's ugly.
But it's not a great time for our teams down here.
Yeah.
It isn't, but...
Still, you're not going to have any hope in any
sports
of your teams.
Sports can still help get your mind off of all the red and blue stuff.
You got Saturday, you got Sunday, you got Monday night. There are a couple Thursday night games. By the way, they passed for 140 yards. That was Burrow in that game. 11 to 24, 140 yards. That was his total. Yeah, you got more yards than they did in the game. That's for
sure.
You got
anything else coming in?
Text machine is all now fantasy football questions.
What do you got? What kind of stuff?
Well, just fantasy football questions. You going to answer some of them? You want to answer? I'll give them to you.
I don't know any of that stuff.
I hope there's here you go. I hope there's no hat trick of poor offensive play and play calling when the Dolphins play the Titans this Sunday. Don't think I'll be able to take watching three teams, Hurricanes, Noles, and Dolphins, running unnecessary plays that will hurt the team's chances of being competitive this weekend. That's from the Jedi. And someone said LSU copied Wisconsin's game plan.
I'm sure they did. They went back and looked at what Pittsburgh did and everybody else that had success. To see what you could do to them. And, you know, Miami, I forgot how bad the Canes were on third down last year. We talked about the Dolphins' struggles on third down. The Canes had it too. You they were one of the worst teams in college football last year for winning all those games.
Someone said, I feel bad for Savannah State. We're about to put 100 on them. All right, let's not jump the gun yet.
They're
going to put some points on that team. They should.
They're going to get after pretty good.
Better hope we see some backups in that second half. Florida Panthers are our only hope in South Florida. I predict them making the playoffs and going deep.
They have the most talented young team.
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, that's nothing new. We have talked about the Panthers and their core of young guys that, by the way, they've tied up for a long time. Mm. Got a couple more first-round picks on that team that they're hoping to take the next step. And, you know, all those guys we talk about, too, they've tied up. They used to be 19, 20, 21. They're still like 22, 23, 24 years old coming into their your athletically prime years of your career, man. So it'll be fun. Those guys all got a lot of experience, so we'll see how that plays out.
I'm an FSU fan, and we look like trash can juice. That's the first time I've read something like that. Trash can juice is not good.
No, they'll get better. No, that smell. I was just thinking it smelled. I took my garbage out the other day.
I'm thinking about the water at the bottom of the trash can.
I come home and the trash can's open, and so you
and
go
it
get it.
In there.
And she goes, yeah, and there's a little water in there. And she goes, hey, can you go bring that in, honey? And I go, yeah, let me go do that. And I grab it, and you go to shut it, and when you bend over to put the top back on, and that smell.
It's sprayed.
So I know what that smell was.
It's gross.
That was bad. You made your point very well.
Simple text.
We got to go to break here. We're going to have the nose join us.
Yeah.
So
if you
we'll
have
jump
questions.
On some jump on some fantasy football stuff.
Text them in right now. 560-22-560-22. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota. Text them. We'll get to as many of them as we can.
We trust nose. Nose is...
He
usually sniffs
year.
Out the nose. Usually sniffs out some pretty good stuff.
For
fantasy folks, for the make believe general managers out
there.
Listen, so it's good.
Big business, big business. All right, the nose coming up next here on the Joe Rose Show. Like I said, 560-22 Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. If you have some questions for Spencer, he'll also give you the nose pick of the week. That's coming up next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, let's head out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. NFL starts tomorrow night. It's the last night, basically, to draft. If you haven't drafted your teams yet, I do have one draft tonight. My last draft is tonight as well. So what we did last year, we brought on the nose, Spencer Gildon, to answer your fantasy football questions, give you the nose pick of the week, some of his breakout guys. Welcome back to the show, Nose. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me back for another year, guys.
Knows, how'd you do last year in all your leagues? How'd it go for you? Pretty good? Did you win any of your leagues?
I did. I won quite a few, actually. I won about four leagues. Kept the wife happy, you know, bought her some stuff. And now we continue on to the next year.
Man, that's awesome. How many do you play in, Knows, before we get into this? How many leagues will you play in during the year this year?
That's a tricky question because I actually do consulting in fantasy. Believe it or not, I made that own little niche business. But I would say I've done about 22 drafts so far, with finishing up with about two tonight.
Wow. That's getting after it here before this Thursday night game. So let me ask you, besides the obvious of the top three running backs coming out of, what, Arizona, Pittsburgh, and L.A., who else do you like? Who else would you like there at the top if you're picking in the middle there and you had a fourth or fifth pick?
If you have, like, fourth or fifth, you know, the top six is very clear. It's Le'Veon Bell, which we all know about the situation, which I am following minute by minute. Then you have Todd Gurley, David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara,
wow,
and then Antonio Brown as the by far the number one receiver. After those six, you get into a range of Kareem Hunt, Melvin Gordon, and Dalvin Cook. And it's really at that point, whatever your taste is. I am a big fan of Kareem Hunt. I think he's still a stud. I love Kansas City's offense this year. And then someone like Dalvin Cook, are you going to take the risk of him being that superstar after the torn ACL or not? Those are decisions that each individual owner can make themselves.
All right, so if you're not drafting tonight or you are drafting tonight, give me some breakout players and what guys you think might be a bust this year that might have been good players last year.
Okay, I'll break it down by position for you guys. At quarterback, if you want to go all in and say, I'm taking a huge risk but with a huge reward, Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes is a quarterback that could put up gaudy numbers. I'm talking Brett Favre-type player. Yes, he'll throw some interceptions. He's a young kid. But Andy Reid traded up all the way to the 11th pick to grab him. He's got Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce. If you want to go boom, I recommend Patrick Mahomes. In drafts, if you still have one tonight, fellas, don't draft a quarterback early. It's a bad idea. I'm calling out my biggest bust being Tom Brady. I know all you Dolphin fans probably like to hear that, but if you look at who he's actually thrown the ball to this year, his wide receiver one is Chris Hogan. You guys all know Phil Dorsett, and Gronkowski has to stay healthy. I think if you take a quarterback like him early and you're not taking a running back or a wide receiver there, you're going to get hurt later on. I would wait on a quarterback. That's the advice that I'm giving you today.
Hey, what's the tight end position look like outside of the obvious? You just mentioned Gronk, obviously, and Kelce. Who are some of the other ones you like for potentially big seasons?
This is another position that I'm concentrating on running backs and wide receivers with my first five picks of the draft. I'm not wavering on that. So you might miss out on Zach Ertz as well because he's a stud, as we all know. Then at some point, Greg Olsen and Delanie Walker and Evan Ingram are really good tight ends. It's actually a loaded position. I love Trey Burton this year in Chicago, with Trubisky going to have to rely on that tight end. Kyle Rudolph's really good in Minnesota. I haven't even mentioned Jimmy Graham yet, too. So with Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball. So you put that all together and it says, wow, the tight end position stacked as well. We don't need to go there early, because the running back and wide receiver positions go real thin, real fast. So I'm saying to wait on quarterback, wait on tight end, take a Trey Burton or a Jimmy Graham late, and you'll end up seeing that your team will look really good at the end of your draft.
All right, you hit quarterbacks, you hit running backs, you hit tight ends. What about wide receiver? What about a breakout guy and a bust this year?
My breakout guy is a stud who had a very big dud year last year. It's your Miami Northwestern High School's Amari Cooper. Man, was he bad last year, so people are going to be really sour on him. But if you remember 2 years ago, he completely broke out. Gruden's the coach now, and I read that he has, every year Gruden was a coach in the NFL, he had a 1,000-yard receiver. Well, that year, this time it's going to be Amari Cooper. He's going way too late. He's going in the fourth or fifth rounds of drafts. I love Amari Cooper. Scoop him up, start him, DFS, Daily Fantasy Leagues, go get him.
All right, well, speaking of daily fantasy leagues, there are going to be some. They start tomorrow, obviously, tomorrow night. Any big time guys that you should spend? You know, everyone tries to budget. Let's get this guy. Let's spend a little less money on this guy. Should people spend their money on one or two big names this week for week one?
Sure. I'll give you the two guys I'd spend the money on. One, David Johnson. This guy has been waiting a full year, literally to the week, to get back on the field for the Cardinals. He's going at home against a miserable Redskins defense. He's going to go out and have a monster game. If you're doing DFS, spend your money at the running back position on David Johnson. At receiver, I have one more pick. Michael Thomas going against the Buccaneers secondary, who was the worst in the NFL last year. I'm expecting a big year from Michael Thomas. So this week, week one, David Johnson and Michael Thomas are my DFS specials.
Yeah, a lot of guys, when they're in those FanDuel or DraftKings leagues, right, you got, you know, the budget to spend, but they're afraid to spend a lot of money on one of those top guys because you're spending so much money on them. But it does work out. We have some texts that came in, 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll try to get through a bunch of them quickly. Flex position, Collins or Josh Gordon?
For week one, that's Collins. I love Josh Gordon. I'm a big boom bust kind of fantasy owner, but let's wait a week on that for if it's between Collins and Gordon.
All right, PPR flex, Cooks, Hyde, Burkhead, week one.
Normally, I would like Cooks most, but he's going against Arizona's defense, which has an amazing secondary. I'm going to go with Burkhead for that one.
All right, Nick Foles or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr's got a brutal matchup. I'm going to go with Nick Foles for tomorrow night. I think on the big stage, he's going to get right back where he was.
Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson. Which quarterback do I start week one?
Ooh.
Week one or week 16 or 1 through 16, that's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, amazing how that guy has risen up.
Is that right? He can run it, too.
He can't. Well, no, he was obviously dynamic. How far up did he move in that quarterback rankings? Because I know a lot of people, if you're not taking Aaron Rodgers, you're going to wait to take a guy. Has Deshaun gotten into that top two, top three position?
I have Deshaun actually three overall after Rodgers and Russell Wilson. I have Brady actually falling down a little bit. He's right in the range with Cam Newton, Russell Wilson. He's a top five quarterback now. He showed us when he was healthy last year, he was the most dynamic quarterback there was. Obviously, he tore a knee. That's a big problem. But I still think that, you know, Matt Ryan's on his way down while Deshaun Watson's arrow is going up.
A lot of texts coming in. If we don't get to your text, you could always on Twitter get to Spencer, at Spencer Knows, if you need to get to him there. Half point PPR, need to start two. Carlos Hyde, Peyton Barber, Tevin Coleman.
I'm going to go with Carlos Hyde and Peyton Barber. They're both the starters there. Tevin Coleman is behind Devontae Freeman, and you just don't know what you're going to get from him week one.
All right. How about this, PPR, Ajayi or Rashawn Woods or Pierre Garçon? Pick one.
I do like Rashawn Woods a lot, but I got this feeling about Ajayi tomorrow night. That's the best offensive line in football. He's a bit of a beast. He had a little bit of an off year, as you guys know, last year, but I would like to go with Ajayi week one.
What do you think about, by the way, we got a lot of texts about Saquon Barkley. Where is he kind of going in drafts running back wise? Because obviously he might not be in the top two or three guys, but he's got to be there like right after that, right?
He is going seventh through ninth in every draft, every single draft. He is a guy that, of course, there's a bit of an unknown, but we all watched his highlights. We all, anyone who watches college football knows how good he is. And the Giants picked him with the second pick overall. They're going to use him as his horse. I mean, I love the player. I love the pick. If you had the seventh through ninth pick, I have no problem with you taking him there.
Only problem I have, he's playing Jacksonville's defense in that first game.
That's right. You're right. That's absolutely right.
I wouldn't recommend him for a daily fantasy league. That is for sure. I would give it a week. But overall, for the course of the season, I expect big things from him.
Bad news out of San Francisco. McKinnon's out. Someone asked if Alfred Morris is now running back one there.
I believe they're calling him the starter, but the player I like more is Matt Breida. He's the guy who catches the ball out of the backfield. Jimmy Garoppolo loves to do the dump passes. Very smart guy, gets the ball out of his hands fast. So as of right now, I would say, you know, yes, Morris is a safer play, but I'm a bigger fan of picking up Matt Breida for the, you know, for the course of the season.
This is a very interesting text. I'm in a keeper league, and I'm keeping Antonio Brown, David Johnson, and Kareem Hunt with my first three picks, and Alvin Kamara in the 12th round. Who should I go after in the 4th round, wide receiver or tight end? Imagine starting your team with Antonio Brown, David Johnson, Kareem Hunt, and Alvin Kamara.
just put your draft on auto draft. You're going to win the year.
Right?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
The guy is Amari Cooper. And again, I don't know if every draft is very different, but if he is there, I love Amari Cooper. I love Tyreek Hill. I love players like that, Matt Range. So those are the type of guys I would target. But again, with that kind of league, I don't know who's available or not. So also Stephon Diggs, I expect to have a good year.
We're getting a lot of texts about Royce Freeman also. What do you think about Royce Freeman?
It's a bit of the unknown. I've never loved the Denver Broncos running situation, although that's not fair to Royce Freeman. But if you're a fantasy player, you know since Terrell Davis or Clinton Portis, you couldn't rely on a Denver running back. So he's a risk-reward player. And if you want to take a risk, because he could be a big, big hit if he goes off in week one, he could be your three down back. But again, he could also go in a direction where Devontae Booker is the backup, and he could be just as good. So again, risk reward.
All right, keeping it local for a second, Tennessee and Miami on Sunday. Someone asked, who's better to own, Deion Lewis or Derrick Henry?
I'm a personal fan of Derrick Henry. They are right now a split job, but if you remember last year, Derrick Henry went wild at the end of the year. The Titans have one of the best offensive lines in the game, even though the right tackle Conklin is out for a few weeks. They have one of the best offensive lines, and once Derrick Henry gets going, he can't be stopped. So I'm a big buy on Derrick Henry exploding, which might mean Deion Lewis will have less reps just based on, again, Henry being a stud.
All right, before we let you go, give us the nose pick of the week.
Nose pick of the week. Okay, it's another local guy, South Plantation High School's finest, Mr. Alex Collins.
Wow.
This is going against a miserable Buffalo defense. Ooh. Last year, he averaged 4.6 yards per carry. I think he's just a little guy that could. I'm going with Alex Collins as a must-start, as your DFS second running back, and the nose pick of week one.
I like it. I like it.
Nose, that was beautiful right there. And you brought it to South Florida with Alex Collins.
I like it.
That you're unbelievable. Yeah. You put a little South Florida flavor in this one. You mentioned three guys, or four guys, actually. Don't think that we didn't catch. You got the whole running back team here in South Florida. Nice job by you, my man.
Thank you. The nose knows his audience.
That's right. Spencer knows on Twitter.
He knows.
Spencer knows.
Spell that out. That was strong right there. Knows.
If we didn't get to your question, you could tweet him at Spencer Knows. That's Spencer Gild in the Nose. He'll join us during the season. Give us some fantasy advice. He brought it.
Nose brought it today.
Very good. Good stuff by
just
the Nose.
Sam, we got to get going to the Big O Show.
Nose, we do. He's coming up
so
next.
Much,
yeah. Yep. Good stuff.
Hey, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow morning. A lot of good stuff coming up. We can't tell you about, though, because we're not sure what it is yet, but it's going to be strong. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.